Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice. London Improv Live.
Hi, welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live, with me, your host, Talal Karkuti. Talal Ban Karkutables, T-Bone, T-Boz. I'm not going to spell that for you. Hello. Joining me in the studio today, we got from Classic Andy, Audra, and James. Big up yourselves.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Very
my
well.
My phone's on. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Phone's on silent, peeps. Phone's on silent. Oh, that could be me even.
Oh, it wasn't me.
No,
it was you.
Me. Sorry about that.
It was not me.
How you guys doing? All good?
Yeah, we're good.
Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
We're diving straight into it. Very also from other people's... Huh?
Oh, I was being an asshole. No, I wasn't.
Into the mic. Into
I was being a nice person. I said, I'm always happy to be here with you, James. And you, James.
Oh, thank you.
And you, Sam. And you, Talal.
There's two Jameses. Another James. James is from Musical. He's here. We've been here many times. Welcome back, James.
Hello, good sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Woo.
Woo. Happy New Year. You well?
Yeah,
how's Musical
well.
Going, man?
Yeah, good. We got lots of gigs coming up at Hoopla this year.
Yeah?
Like one a month. And Dreamweaver Quartet as well, which is...
That's right. Last time you were here, Musical was just a bud. It was just the bud of an idea.
Yeah.
Now it's blossomed and it's doing really well.
Yeah, loving it. Yeah.
Well done.
It's a rich time for satire, so kind of like writes itself.
Bang on.
Yeah.
Maybe you can bring some intelligence into this show for us today. And from other people's children returning also, Sam Irving, well done.
I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you. Happy New Year.
First time without the rest of OPC weighing me down.
So, yeah, well, you're down with OCP? No. Not today.
No, not today. I'm my own man, Talal.
Well done. Well, you are your own man. And that's why we've brought you here, put you up on a pedestal. We're going to highlight your skills. And this is you. This is a showcase for you. You're going to take this and make a sound reel out of it later, aren't you?
Yeah.
So we're going to try out all your voices, all your funny accents.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah?
I'm now going to do the same accent for the entire show just to take the piss.
All right, just to get us into it, let's get nice and settled in. Let's do a nice little stretch and share, shall we, folks? Huh? We'll do a nice little warm-up before we get into our scene. So stretch and share. We're each going to do take turns doing a stretch, and everyone in the room is going to copy their stretch. That will limber our bodies up. And while they're doing that, the person who selected the stretch shall then share something, either an opinion, something that happened to them today, something that they're interested about, that they want to talk about. Just share something. And then everyone will listen, and that will get us in tune with each other on a mental level. Okay? And hopefully by the end of the stretch and share, we'll be ready to come together in improv...
Harmony.
See, we're not quite there yet, but we're going to be there. All right, let's start it off. Who wants to do our first stretch? Who's ready to go?
Oh, I'll start.
Yes, go on, Audra.
Let's do this one, like this.
Okay.
So I'm starting a pottery class next Tuesday. And so I'm very excited about it because when I got married, we got these plates for a registry, and we just moved internationally, and I didn't have a job or friends or anything, and I made Adam get rid of these plates that he really liked because I went temporarily insane. They're one stretch. They're just... They're important. It's important to get that whole area. So I'm going to make us plates. That's my share and my stretch.
Wow. Thank you, Audra, for sharing.
Thanks, Audra. That was lovely.
James?
Let's do...
Kick off a stretch.
This one, look. I'm going to touch my toes.
He's touching his toe.
All the way down there. I went to Laser Quest.
Guys, it's so futuristic. Crazy. It described itself as futuristic in the introduction video, and I felt it didn't live up to it. it was definitely a bit kind of 90s, I think. It hadn't been updated. The guy was there, like, typing on an old computer, and it didn't look like Windows. But it was really crazy futuristic. And we went up against one of the team was just this family. And so they had like little kids there. So it was us in two teams, and the third team was this family. And at one point, I remember my sister's boyfriend running up to me and saying, "The mum's over there, go and get the mum." She was sat down with one of the kids, so she was a really easy target.
Wow, nice share there, James. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna reach up for the moon, guys. Just get that nice long high stretch. Just because we're just into the new year. I don't know when this is going to release as a podcast, but certainly as a radio show, we're just into the new year. Mm-hmm. I spent the midnight. I was up in Edinburgh, and we went and watched the fireworks over the castle. And I brought in the new year in the best way possible, which was with a dog. Because there was this random Australian man walking past us with a big golden retriever, and we stopped and cuddled the dog, and that's how we brought in 2018. So I think if anything, that like, it's going to be a good year, because it started off like as well as it possibly could have.
Wow,
that's my share, guys.
Nice. I'm going to stretch our tongues. So let's go north, south, east, and west with our tongues.
Okay.
And then when you've done that, maybe some helicopters. Clockwise and anti-clockwise as well. I thought this was a good one for the mic. My story was about dog as well. My dad's just got a new dog, a black Labrador called Jasper, who is weirdly like my ex-boss's dog's name, who was also a black lab. So I think my dad's remembered that. And he's lovely. I went to meet him the other day, and he's tiny, and he's going to be gigantic. Love a big dog. Good tongue action, everyone.
Thanks for sharing, James. Cheers. Everyone should say thanks for sharing, I think, at the end of each one. Let's make it a real hippy-dippy affair.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks for sharing.
This bit is becoming really refined. I think this is going to be a staple Lil Show bit very soon. All right, my stretch and share. Okay, let's just roll those shoulders and nice deep breaths and loosen up your whole lung area as you're doing this. Go backwards and then roll forwards. And I guess I'd like to share it's a hard one, really. I only just ate for the first time today.
In your life.
I had two 99p coronation chicken sandwiches from the corner shop.
Oh no.
Yeah. So if I start to turn green or during the show or pass out or vomit all over my laptop, I want you to know why. And a final detail I'll share about that sandwich. The flavour was decent. The chicken was a little plasticky, but the colour really was worrying. Because coronation chickens, I really love coronation chicken, but when it's like factory made fake coronation chicken, it's like a neon illuminescent yellow.
Oh no.
It's like a glowing yellow. You can see a sandwich from across a field at nighttime. Mm-hmm. You can see a coronation chicken sandwiches. So it's worrying. Is it worrying to eat food that has its own iridescence? That's my, I guess, is my question. Is that something you should be concerned about?
Where does that fish come from is my question in return.
Fish?
I would imagine that the only iridescent thing would be a fish.
Right.
So
maybe those deep sea fishes with the glowy bits. Well, they use that for coronation chicken.
Did you see there was a thing where scientists a few years back spliced the gene which makes jellyfish glow into monkeys, and then the monkeys first started to glow.
So maybe it was a glow-in-the-dark monkey that you ate.
It's pretty messed up.
Whoa. What really part cool of the monkey glowed?
The fur.
The fur?
Yeah.
The outside
what
bits.
The frack?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just read the article.
That's crazy.
It's probably bollocks. It's like a skin thing.
Maybe.
I'd think it was a skin thing.
Maybe.
So you're suggesting they took the guy in the dark fish and then they made a monkey guy in the dark And then they killed that, and then they used that for coronation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it implied. That wasn't chicken at all, though. That was those monkeys from that one experiment six years ago.
Doctor. Look, mm-hmm. So the experiments have all gone on really well. And the monkeys are glowing, and everyone's really happy with the growing monkeys. And, and your paper has done so well. Well done on all the acclaim and the laureates you've been given.
So much.
You must be very proud.
Just one thing, one small thing.
Yes, Doctor.
I forgot to have breakfast this morning.
Oh.
And I was just...
Well, I've got some yogurt in the fridge.
It's too late for that.
Oh, okay.
Really, I'm better now. It's just there might not be any evidence anymore is all I'm saying. Really,
what?
I was just so hungry.
No more evidence?
Of... all of the experiments we've been doing. I mean, we have the data, obviously.
Well, what do you mean? Of course there is. The monkeys are right.
They were so delicious, Teddy. So delicious.
Hello, guys. It's me, the janitor. I've been cleaning the toilets, and you'll never believe it.
Go on, Jim.
It is iridescent. The bowl of every toilet streaked with a luminous yellow not found in nature.
Oh, like someone had cracked open a bunch of glow sticks and poured them down the
exactly
toilet.
Yeah, exactly like that. Mm. Except instead, inside the glow sticks, it was shit.
Uh-huh. That's so strange that would happen. I don't know. I will add,
it's isolated to the toilets in the same corridor as your office, Doctor.
I'm doing some calculations, but I'm no doctor. I can't quite figure out the source of this mystery.
I guess we'll never know.
Teddy!
Yes.
Could it be, possibly, that maybe you, in a stupor, murdered all of the monkeys, ate them, and then shit them out?
Janitor, could we have a moment, please?
Yes, I'll just go and clean on the third floor.
We'll come let you know as soon as we find out what...
Fantastic.
Doctor, are you trying to... You're trying to frame me for something you clearly did.
Teddy, no. Never. I would never do that.
Doctor, you know I would do anything for you. Like, if you really want me to take the fall.
Teddy, please do this for me. I need you to, right now.
Okay.
You're the best goddamn TA I've ever had in my whole life.
I was just about to get my PhD, but I guess 20 years in prison.
It's the right thing to do. For me.
Okay, Doctor.
I'll bring him back in.
I'm so proud of your work, and I really hope you find a replacement that can help you as much as I did.
Oh, Teddy, I will.
Oh, okay.
Academia is bloated.
Oh, okay.
I'm back, and I've brought the Dean of the University.
Oh, man.
And the Chief of the London Metropolitan Police.
Gentlemen.
Hi, guys. I'm the Dean of the University. I've heard that there's some monkeys missing. So I just thought I'd come and have a look around.
Wait, you've heard about the missing monkeys or the neon stained toilets? What have you heard about?
I've heard both, but I can't think of anything that could possibly connect those two pieces.
I know, as Chief of the Metropolitan Police, I haven't got a clue either. It's blooming mental, isn't it?
It was me!
What?
It was me! I killed the monkeys.
How could you, Teddy?
Oh,
you monster.
Surely you would understand how I could do something like that. I skipped breakfast and I'm sorry. Do me in. And scene? Okay, all right. let's hear a jingle for a little segment we like to call Newsish. Yeah, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we take a news story from the news and then we talk about that news story from the news and then we do some, we improvise a scene based on what we talked about, inspired by that news story from the news. Okay, so I've got two, I've got two headlines for you to choose from. You can have Insane in the Main Plane or Lame Claim to Main Vein. What would you like, guys?
Can you repeat those?
Yeah, your choices are Insane in the Main Plane or Lame Claim to Main Vein. Lame Claim to Main Vein
insane.
Or Insane in the Main Plane. What
like
would you guys
insane
like?
Insane in the Main Plane.
Yeah, that was my...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we're going for Insane in the Main Plane.
Insane in the Main Plane. All right. You guys heard about the guy who... Flyer who exited held up jet stressed is the headline. A Polish man facing a £40,000 fine after forcing open a plane's emergency exit and climbing onto its wing has apologized for his action. Have you guys heard about this?
What? No.
Okay, so this happened like about a week ago, but this is a follow up on that story. Mm-hmm. So there was a guy. The plane was held up on the. It wasn't flying. It was on the ground. And it was waiting to taxi into its mm-hmm. gate or something. It already had a half hour delay on before takeoff, and then upon landing, with no explanation, there was another hour long delay on the tarmac. With no movement or anything, no explanation, and people were just sitting there. And this guy freaked out. He said, "I have to get off this plane." He opened the emergency exit and went and stood on the wing, and they had to get all the ladders and the cranes to come and get him down. Okay. The story continues. Romuald Graczyk hit headlines worldwide earlier this week when he was filmed making the shock exit, as mm-hmm. I just explained, after it landed in Malaga Airport. He told police who took him off the flight that he had felt stressed at an hour late takeoff and further unexplained 30 minutes wait inside the plane for doors to open after it reached Malaga. He blamed his drastic actions on an attack of claustrophobia. This is the new information that's coming out. So he was claustrophobic. But he admitted, "I'm ashamed. It was a mistake." Graczyk said, "I hadn't arranged to meet anyone and I wasn't late for anything. I don't know what came over me. I just felt a little bit of claustrophobia. I became nervous. I didn't understand why we were in Malaga and couldn't leave the plane. So I saw a door that said exit and left." People began to applaud me and encourage me by doing the thumbs up. I wasn't going to jump. When I reached the edge of the wing, I saw it was too high. So I went back inside the plane. The 57-year-old expat was returning to Spain after travelling to the UK to see his nieces. He told a Malaga-based paper, "I flew to London on December 23rd when I arrived at my niece's house. They opened the door. My brother and my mum, who I hadn't seen for 7 years, were there." Oh, that's nice.
Aww.
"It was a lovely surprise. My relatives have found out about what I did and they're worried about the fine. My nieces have asked me to ring them every day to check that I'm okay. I've been in Spain for 7 years without having a problem. And now this, on the first day of 2018 in Poland, they say the rest of the year is like the way you started it." Like you, Sam Irving, hugging a dog. This guy's going to spend his year on the wing of a plane. So that's pretty much it. His details have been passed on to the Spanish Aviation Safety and Security Agency, who will decide how hefty the fine will be. It does go on, but I think that's pretty much enough. What does that make you think of, guys?
What is the follow-up to this? You said it. So there was an initial story.
So the story was when he was arrested and all, like when it
first. What's the new one? He's kind of
the new is the interview. He did an interview with a Spanish newspaper saying he was claustrophobic and he wasn't late for anything. He just wanted to get out.
It's a tough one. I do sympathise for the guy, and I mean, like it. I mean, it is an emergency exit, and ultimately, in his mind, it was an emergency for him because he was having a panic attack, basically. But yeah.
But didn't he say he was a little claustrophobic?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like more than a little claustrophobic because a plane's not small.
It sounds like halfway through he had a moment where he was like, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this." And then he looked around and everyone's like, "Yeah, do it." And
unless he was like in the luggage rack, I think, you know, you can't be so claustrophobic. You need to break out of a plane.
Exactly. But there must have been a time in your life where you had an over-the-top reaction to something that later on seemed like a bit much.
Yeah, every day.
I guess not. That's just that guy.
No,
and me.
Definitely. I'm just trying to pin down a time.
The other day, I was pulling my oven out in our kitchen because my husband put a spoon on the edge of the thing. There was like a hole, and it fell down. I was trying to get the spoon out. My mom was over for Christmas, and I pulled the oven out, and everything was fine. And I pushed it back in, and I ripped the linoleum. I was sitting on the floor, and my mother was behind me, and I just started bawling, just like weeping giant heavy tears. And I was like, everything's ruined. Everything's wrong. We're not getting our security deposit back. My landlord's gonna hate me now. Nothing ever goes the way I want it to. I don't know what's wrong. I'm so unhappy. And I just, I went off and I like had a good, 45 minute hour long mom cry. Like we moved from the kitchen to the couch and I just like curled up in a ball and cried and she made me a tea. So that was my overreaction. That was a thing I did.
Come in.
Hi, thank you for seeing me here at EMI Records. I'm so glad you made the time.
That's okay. I've heard your demo. It's pretty good.
Yes? Oh, that's great because I really think that the Mama, Cry to Mama CD is going to do really well.
We've been looking for a singer-songwriter of your age and your background.
Yes, it's just kind of whispered lullabies.
Perfect. It's going to sell so many adverts, so many products.
The only backing track is a roaring fire. Did you notice that?
Yes, it's cutting edge.
Mm. So I want, you know, my intention is that, you know, young people who might not be so in touch with their own parents can buy my CD and kind of weep as they listen.
It's funny you should say that because just seeing you here now, it just makes me so overcome with emotion.
Oh, come here. Tell Mama everything.
Can you make the crackling sound like you've just thrown some kindling on?
I have an app on my phone. Here you go. Tell Mama everything.
But it's a soulless industry and this isn't even real music. And we just keep selling to these children. They have they're not discerning audience.
Yeah. Aren't you the one responsible for Little Mix? Aren't you the one responsible for Little Mix?
Yes, it's all my fault.
Ah, yes. So Mama forgives you, baby.
I need your good advice.
As long as you're making good money, you're finding yourself a nice wife or husband, and you've got yourself a nice house to live in.
Can I backtrack?
Yes?
I'm actually asexual.
Well, as long as you're happy and content with yourself, then yes. Mama is always going to be proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Mama.
You know, I'm... we cut to a family having a bit of a spat.
I hate you, Dad. Ever since I reached 14, it's just like you've just been out to get me, Dad, and it's not fair.
Look, let me be honest with you, son. I find you very irritating.
Oh,
you're an annoying lad.
Oh,
and I'm worried that you're inflicting that on the general public. Right? So I feel like I'm doing you a favour. Just get it out of you now.
If Mum was still here, this would never have happened.
She was annoyed too. She was just too polite to say anything.
Yeah, and I wish you were as polite as Mum.
Does this look like an everyday situation in your home? Well, by Big Mama's... what's it? Come to Mama. The new EP by Big Mama Janice. With such hits as Rockabye Baby. Rockabye Baby. And Tell Mama Everything. Tell Mama Everything. You can tell Mama anything. Oh, Mama's here for you. Tell me anything. And of course, how could anyone forget? Mama understands. Oh, you want a new piercing? Mama understands. Oh, you're one of those gays? Mama understands. Oh, you want to move to Lebanon and help refugees? Mama understands.
Meanwhile, at the White House... Madam President.
Yes?
We need to weaponize Come to Mama.
That seems...
We've done field trials, I assure you.
That seems like a step too far.
The troops on the ground in the Middle East have been reduced to tears by just having 1 minute of one track of Mama Cries played at them.
I think that maybe... This is a big step to take, and we should really consider all of our options before we weaponize some whispers.
Look, I didn't want to say this, but it turns out we don't have any nuclear weapons after all.
What?
This is our last chance. The nukes.
Oh my God!
We made it up. It's not
I have
a real
to call
thing.
My mom. Hold on a second. Oh my God! I can't call my mom. My mom is gone.
Hey, I've got the next best thing, Madam President. Click.
Are you a president with too much power, too much responsibility, and the stress is getting to you? Mama understands. Come to Mama. Rub your head in Mama's
bosom.
Mama,
I just think it's too much. Mommy, I just think it's too much.
You can do anything you set your mind to. Okay. You're a golden star.
If you say so, Mom.
You can do anything.
If it's the right choice.
Anything.
Madam President, all we need is a signature on the line, and we'll have CDs.
But it's too late, because we see a huge ISIS jumbo jets that are painted with the ISIS insignia with just like massive sound systems pointing downwards out of all of them, flying over from the east of the United States. And from the west coast of the United States, we see North Korean jumbo jets with big speakers sticking out the bottom, and they're all playing Mama, Come to Mama at full blast, and the entire nation begins weeping, including the top generals in the army.
On the North Korean plane...
Guys, I'm getting a bit claustrophobic in here, guys.
Don't open the door, man!
I'm gonna do it!
Do it!
Get your hand up the... No!
Two thumbs up! Oh!
Air pressure! Plane out of control. Crashes into the ISIS plane. They both explode. And as the ashes fall, the Americans look up and dry away their tears and wake up from all their bewilderment. And a white man looks at a black man. I love you, man.
I love you too, bro.
A lesbian looks at a Roy Moore.
You're okay, I guess.
Well, I guess y'all not too damn tooting too bad, I guess, either. No way. Whoop.
That's how he talks.
The Bible.
Let's shake hands and pretend this never happened.
Okay. Whoops, my hand slipped. All right, and scene. Fuck Roy Moore, he's a cunt. All right, and scene. Shall we... I'll tell you what, it's so disgusting, the other story. Do you want to hear Lame Claim to Main Vein?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Let's give you Main Claim to Lame Vein... Lame Claim to Main Vein. There we go. World's biggest penis champion disgraced after doctor reveals it's all foreskin. Okay. This is gross. Roberto Esquivel Cabrera claimed to have a whopping 18.9-inch penis. It brought the Mexican international fame and adoration. There's lots of typos in this. I'm really sorry. Now, I think it's been translated from Spanish. Now, a doctor has exposed him as a fraud.
Has exposed him.
No, but he has. I've seen this story.
He's an oversized foreskin.
He's got like a mummified penis, yeah. Right? Has he got the picture there? So you can't really see it. It could be anything there.
Yeah, it's wrapped up in
lots of bandages.
Protective bandages. But there's an x-ray of his dong if you want to see it. My phone's a bit cracked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of foreskin.
Yeah, it is not. But
so it's all foreskin.
If I may say, I think having an 18-inch long foreskin is as impressive as having an 18-inch long penis. Maybe not as useful, but actually it's equally impressive.
Probably more useful, because maybe. How would you use an 18-inch long
penis?
Yeah,
but if you've got an 18 inches of foreskin, you have to fold it back on
itself.
Yeah,
but at least it can, like, you can figure it out.
It can double up as a rain mac.
Exactly.
I guess.
Yeah, in many ways, it's more versatile. Yeah, you're right.
But there's some American dude, right, who's got the official largest penis.
Yeah, the Mexican's true penis length is between 6 and 7 inches.
So he has 12 inches of foreskin.
Whoa. But he was claiming disability, all right? Where is it? I just had it. So he was claiming disability because his penis was too big for him to be able to work. So that's where I think his motivation is coming. Well, this is where it becomes suspicious, because now he's going to have to work.
Does it say what his his job was? He couldn't work with an 18-inch long penis.
Well, I guess you couldn't sit or like stand or like
you could
run
a standing
around.
Desk, you'd be fine.
couldn't lift things or do any squats.
Down. Unless he's a jockey, he could still work with an 18-inch penis.
I actually had a trampolining instructor who had priapism. I think it's, don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but a permanent erection.
Oh,
and
no.
He would stand there with his like tight shorts.
I mean, that's
on
what
and,
he said.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was the 80s, late 80s. So, yeah, God bless.
Oh, did he also have a mustache?
Yeah, probably.
Why does that matter?
It matters.
I think so. I did get a gold medal.
Pedophiles have ruined the mustache for men everywhere.
So James, you're saying you can't come into work anymore?
Yeah, it's my penis. It's too small.
But you know, here at the Chopstick Factory, why is that a problem?
You haven't seen it, man. It's just too small. I can't leave the house.
No, okay, I can understand why it's a problem, but why is it affecting your work? You can't leave the house?
It's affecting my mindset, is what I'd say.
Hi, sorry, I just...
We're in a meeting here?
I know, but, you know, I just want to say that I've seen it and it is very small.
Okay,
I just want
Janine.
Okay, I'm a character witness.
To be honest, that's part of the problem.
Well, how many people at work have seen your penis, James?
I've shown it to too
Hi,
many
James,
of my colleagues.
You
We're
called?
In a meeting here.
It's just, James said that he might have some issues in this meeting and he wanted some witnesses.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to say that I too have seen James's penis.
What?
Yeah. And it is... very small.
I mean, it was a crazy Christmas party, and now I can't. What I'm saying is, I don't want to come back to work. It's embarrassing.
So, before you showed it to everyone, James, did you think it was a normal size or a big size? And now you've realized it's not?
I was aware it was on the small
size. So, why were you showing it off? And now you have a complex about it.
Yeah, I just wanted people to see it because I thought, you know, that's a claim to fame. People will remember me. And I was quite drunk, if I'm honest. I was pretty drunk.
Speaking of having to see James's penis,
yeah.
I now have eye strain, so I could also use some time off for medical
reasons.
I'm glad
you used my real name.
Now, here's a form. Here's a form. Take that to your optician, and when you get the glasses, we can put that on the company bill, all right?
You mean I still have to go to work?
Oh, she's getting glasses?
Look, I can't just let everyone take... Yes, James, she's going to get glasses.
You're not giving me anything.
You exposed yourself to her and has given her eye strain. I'm sure many other things, but...
Well, surely I could do with like a little... like a magnifying glass. Well, that's got to be cheaper, just one of those. I can wear it around my waist.
Perhaps we could all get glasses which have magnifying lenses and the entire company, rather than having to strain to look at your... admittedly very small penis, James. Yeah. We'd all get six cool
Excuse
glasses
me.
As well.
Here at Chopstick...
What do I get?
Here at the Itty Bitty Chopstick Committee, our main priority is not so everyone can see James's penis. That's not what we're here for. We have to make chopsticks, guys.
Well, if that's the case, then I don't want to work here anymore.
Where do you want to work? What do you want to do? James, I'm just confused here. One moment you're showing off your penis, and now you're saying you're too shy about it to come to work.
Yeah, you should have seen people's faces when they saw it. That was a look of horror, which I will never unsee.
I mean, you can still see that because I have set it as everyone's computer background.
I've noticed, yeah.
Unnecessary.
I thought that was just shock, the look of shock at how fine our chopsticks are. I was going to use that in our promotional materials.
To be fair, my face wasn't a look of horror. It was so much a look of intense concentration.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And mine was a look
kind
of
changes things.
Shock followed by a look of disappointment.
How many people have seen... open the door. Open the door. Hey, people! Hey, stop working for a second! How many people out there have seen James's penis?
I've seen it too!
Wait, literally all of you?
Yeah,
definitely.
How many people here haven't seen James's penis?
Me.
All right, come in here. Get in here. Get in here.
What, all of us are just the one
you,
person?
Just you, Shireen.
Hey, guys.
Now, Shireen, why have you not seen James's penis yet?
I'm just not good with crowds, so I didn't go to the Christmas party, and I've never been to any party, really. And I just thought that maybe I could get away with, you know, never meeting any of you or talking to you or spending any time with you or seeing another human naked body my whole life was
Excellent.
My plan.
All right, good.
Uh-huh.
So you seem to be the one person here who has their head on.
Yeah.
Who's not all clambering to grab a peep at James' peepee.
I would really prefer not to.
Great. Okay, back to work, Shireen. That's fantastic. You're getting a raise.
Oh, really?
I go home, okay. Yeah.
James, you've got 1 week absent, all right? I'm going to give you one week of sickness pay, all right?
Yeah, all right.
I want you to take that week. Yeah. Really think about your priorities, mate, because figure out whether you want people to see it or not. Right. And then next time you come in, I want you to give me a good reason why I should let you stay at home from now on.
Okay. Right, I'll have a week to think about it.
That's to be honest, you're in research and development, so you could do a lot of the work.
To 1 week later.
Hey, I think I've got my justification.
Ah, James, do come in, have a seat, mate.
I've really been pondering.
You've had an entire week to think about it.
Yeah, it was when you were asking me to improvise. I wasn't good at that. Okay. But now I've had some time to really ponder it. I've come up with a justification that you're not going to believe.
Okay.
You will believe it, actually. That's the idea. It's believable.
Shall I get everyone in here to listen to this?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Right, hey, guys, whoever was in the meeting last week with James, do feel free to come on in here. It's James's excuse.
I've been under your desk all week.
Oh, yes.
I live in your closet now.
Oh, man. The fuck? That means you must have seen my penis at least once in the last week. Both of you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It is distinctly average.
So regular. Normal.
Yeah. I've seen it.
It's the most normal. It is remarkable in how unremarkable it is.
I tried to write about it. Couldn't think of anything to say.
Well, look, I really don't care what anyone thinks of my penis because I'm a normal person. All right, it's James here who's obsessed with what everyone thinks about his magical winky.
Well, you would be too if your penis was the size of James.
It is so hard
to see. Half of me is curious, but the professional side of me is keeping well away. James, what bloody gem of an excuse have you got for more time at home?
Right, I've been thinking that we have a new advertising campaign for an alternative use for tiny, tiny chopsticks because nobody's using them to eat food. But people who have the same affliction that I do might find a use for them. So, if I can do that and we can wrap up the photo shoot in like a couple of hours.
A photo shoot?
I could do a couple of hours is like a month. We could come in and do. And then I go home and I get paid more because I'd be a model, a tiny penis model. And then I think I'd be okay with it. I mean, as long as I'm getting paid and I'm at home, it doesn't have to be off sick. It's fine.
Hey, fellas, have you got a tiny, tiny penis that looks like a grain of rice? Why not use our special choppy chopsticks miniature version?
Boing, boing!
Tiny, tiny penis chopstick now.
$11.99 plus postage and packaging. Your statutory rights may be affected if you slip.
As recommended by me, James Haskins.
Zip!
I have a tiny penis.
Look at his tiny cock.
Boop.
And scene. What a better way.
Oh, God.
You know, this day and age is 2018. Let's do a scene all about the man's junk in the workplace. Fuck yeah. Let's take a break. This is Cold as Ice by Foreigner. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My mum says that soon we won't have ears because like the government and that is going to take them away to use like some Orwellian dystopian future. So, you know, whilst we've still got our ears and that, you should listen to London Improv Live. It's dead good, and I've got no friends.
Yes, yes, so we're back here on Lil Show, London Improv Live. With me, Talal, Audra.
That's me.
James Witt.
Yeah.
Sam Irving.
Woo!
James Haskin.
Hello.
And Audra Goffney.
Yes.
I said Goffrey earlier, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
No, oh, I bet.
No one knows it.
What's that? Where's the roots of that name, Goffney?
Ellis Island, probably.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at a... I knew this question was going to come up. I knew it. I looked at a family tree a while ago, and apparently my family is originally, on my dad's side, is originally from Germany and then traveled through France and came to the States during like some sort of religious thing that happened with Lutherans and Catholics, and they were Lutheran, and they were like, we're leaving.
And was that left. Like the Pilgrim story?
No, it was like just after America became its own country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because wasn't the Pilgrims, they were like also religiously like, I'm not staying
yeah,
here
anymore.
Yeah, they
were Quakers and Clark, whatever's, bunch of boring assholes who murdered people.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like the British, am I right, guys?
No. It's
what you do.
Oh, satire. Shit. Shall we play another game? Shall we do something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do something.
Go on.
All right, it's Teenage Wangst.
What is it? Talal's Tales of Teenage Torment Today.
Yep. It's time for Teenage Wanks. This not always Tales of Torment, but so when I was a teenager, I used to take myself seriously as a songwriter. I used to try and write songs. I thought of myself as the next Dave Grohl or Josh Homme, or sit and write little grungy songs on my acoustic guitar in my room. And I was going to say something we like to do on this show, but something everyone else seems to like to do is read some of these old lyrics of mine and just pick apart all the teenage angstiness of them and make fun of me a little bit, and then we'll go into a scene. This song is called The Heat, and I actually wrote this song for a reason. So I remember I was about 17, I think. Mm-hmm. My dad used to drop me off at school in the car, and every morning we'd listen to Christian O'Connell on the XFM radio show, like XFM breakfast.
I don't know what that is.
He's a DJ.
Okay.
And he was like quite cool alternative DJ. Yeah, he's still going, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, yeah, cool. He's good. I used to love him. We used to listen to him every morning. I'd call in and stuff. I want a free hat. And then he did this competition once where he was looking for the next big summer anthem. Yeah? It was like May, June. Oh, you're already cringing. And he gave us some criteria. Yeah? So it's got to be a summer anthem. This was the competition. And like whichever one, whoever won would get their song played on the radio is the, you know. And,
yeah.
And they'd try and make I don't know, were they going to release it? I can't remember if they were planning to release it as well and try and actually make it.
Wait, you mean you didn't win?
Oh, no, I didn't win, Audra.
Spoilers.
I'm glad that you're optimistic for me. It's probably going to be quite obvious why I didn't win. But so he was asking people to send in. I've actually got a recording of this song that I sent in. But I'm not. No way in hell.
Oh,
no,
I'm gonna
play
that.
No way.
Play just for us.
Please.
That's not happening.
Afterwards.
It's not happening.
We'll be very gentle.
Drunk, Talal.
I've actually purposefully left it at home. So that's not going to happen.
We're going to follow you home, Talal.
It's so bad. It's so. I tried to do percussion in it and it's so out of time. Like, it's so out of time. I'm like clapping in the background or something. And it's just horrendous. It's horrendous. But the part of the offer was like, if we select you, you're going to come in and record it in a studio with a full band. And, you know, it's really, really like the song. One day I'll play it, but not today. So the criteria, it had to be a summery song. That's why I called it The Heat. And you have to mention a beer garden in it at one point. Okay. As a 17-year-old, I wasn't overly familiar with beer gardens. apart from my mate Kit's garden, you know what I mean. I managed to get beer garden out in the first line. So I'm going to hand it over. I'm going to give the lyrics here to James from Musical. and he's going to read out the song for you all.
In a classical voice. Just some kind of
whatever voice comes to you, my man. As you like, express yourself, brother. And you guys have a enjoy, and you can ask any questions afterwards.
I have my stuffed animal. I'm prepared.
This is The Heat by Talal Karkouti, written for Christian O'Connell's XFM Breakfast Show Summer Anthem Competition. Take it away, James.
I'm sitting in a beer garden. I'm talking about Bin Laden and other recent events that have occurred. My friends aren't interested, so I might get myself arrested. Maybe now I'll be popular. Is that the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat making me drowsy? Bang my head upon the wall. Sorry. My eyes are too, they're strained from James's small penis. bang my head upon this wall. Knocked out on the floor, I'm sprawled. Hope my friends are finding this funny. Wake up at 8:45. Friends are gone, but I'm still alive. But they've taken all of my money. Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat that's making me drowsy? Bridge. At least I've got you. At least I've got you. At least I've got you. But you haven't got a clue. Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat making me drowsy?
Bravo.
That's it. That's the heat.
Is it a true story?
No. Oh. Kind of. No. Not literally, but metaphorically.
I love picturing you sitting there going, right, I have to get beer garden in the first line. What rhymes with beer garden? Bin Laden. Boom. Rest of the song came out naturally after that.
I also like that they were like, summary hit, and you were like, sad song about betrayal and loneliness.
Yeah, my friend's robbing me.
Is it the heat making me drowsy? It's because of the heat. I'm just getting overexcited and I'm acting like an idiot, you know, because of how hot it is. And that's what we do in the summer. Everyone takes their tops off and runs around like maniacs.
But none of that was in the song.
Yeah, you should have had a key.
That's a good point.
Footnotes.
The song was you boring your friends in a beer garden about politics while they just wanted to have a fun afternoon.
I guess so.
And then they mugged you.
So I guess you need new friends.
Your friends at all, man.
Yeah. I guess that's the.
Oh no, but there's the bridge, and it goes, "At least I've got you. At least I've got you, but you haven't got a clue." Yeah.
But who is you?
Yeah. Who is you?
It's a girl I fancied.
Yeah.
Who
I would never. You fancied.
I was never brave enough.
She doesn't have a clue that you fancied.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Okay.
I thought she didn't have a clue because she was dumb because she was a woman.
No. It's someone that I was too scared to tell that I like.
Talal, you're on the radio now. Do you want to do a shout out to that special?
Who is she?
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
Come on, make up a name.
Man, I don't.
No, tell the real
lie.
Name.
I only tell truth on this show.
You can edit it.
What was her full real name and address?
Miss Fiona F. If you're out there, I had a crush on you at school.
But you don't have a clue.
But you never had a clue.
You stupid
never
woman.
Had a clue. Stupid woman.
This is great, guys.
Oh, man. Classic radio.
I want to make sure everyone remembers in the very first scene today, I endowed Audra as a doctor first off. Mm-hmm. So I quickly eliminate myself from any sort of...
I
endowed her as president, so I think I made one mistake.
Sam, that's how you do it. That is what a feminist looks like.
I will say that doing one good deed to a woman absolves you of all further bad deeds.
Look, as well. You guys are saying that. I was saying that. It was a girl that I was too scared to talk to because I'm the dumb one. This whole song's about me being dumb, and you're telling me I'm accusing other people of being dumb? It's a song about how dumb I am. I know I'm dumb.
I was just saying I was unclear as to why she didn't have a clue or what she had a clue about.
Art is up for interpretation. If that's your interpretation of it, then that's fine. Because even as an artist, I have no problem if my art is interpreted as something different.
Well,
you know because that's good. It's making people talk about the world around them, even though that's not what I intended. If it opens up a window to actual problems in the world, fucking brilliant.
And you know what's like? That is my hit of the summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you want to have a little? This is what it actually sounds like. Boom, boom, the boom, 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 boom. I'm sitting in a beer garden. I'm talking about Bin Laden and other recent events that have occurred.
My friends aren't interested, so I go get myself arrested. Maybe now I'll be popular. And then it goes, upon the he, don't, don't, is it the he? Hey, he, hey, don't, is it the he? Making me drowsy.
That's nice. It's pretty upbeat, grungy
it's
tune.
It's a banging tune, man.
Probably gonna cut it.
You were robbed.
A fool.
Robbed.
Such assholes. All right, let's see a scene.
Let's see a little scene.
At least I have you.
Do you? Right?
You're not going anywhere.
What?
Right.
No.
Okay. Everything else in my life is shit. But you haven't left.
No, Greg. I have to go. I just said.
Bing bong. Last call for flight 3923 to Malaga.
Greg, you haven't left yet.
Greg, I have to get on my flight.
We could just stay here at the airport.
I'm not happy with you. It's time.
It's not over yet. It's not over.
I'm Greg. Sorry, madam. You're going to have to board the plane, or there may be an. Up to €40,000 fine.
The relationship isn't over until they rip your ticket.
Greg, I have to go.
I'm going to rip your ticket now.
No, please don't. No.
Oh.
Greg,
I was just ripping the stub off. Don't worry, you're still allowed on the plane.
Greg, this is me saying
it's
goodbye
like a
forever.
Ticket, right?
Goodbye forever.
The gate empties.
You work here?
I do, yes. I'm not allowed on the planes. I'm only allowed to man the gate.
You want some company?
I'd love some company, but you really shouldn't be airside without a ticket, sir.
I mean,
in this post-9/11 society, this sort of thing's very frowned upon.
I had a ticket, but someone ripped it in half.
Two security guards come and pick him up by the armpit. You haven't got a ticket, have you? This way, sir, this way.
I'll never forget you.
Right, what's all this about, huh?
Guys,
so, you're trying to get on a plane without a ticket, huh?
No, I didn't want to get on a plane. I wanted to stay here. That was
ever since
all the way through, I just wanted to stay.
Everyone always wants to come through airside and just check out the shops. Yeah, very convincing story, mate.
I want to see the plane.
I think it's time for a cavity search, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, it sounds real good. We're going to get nice up close and personal with you, mate.
You must get lonely, right? You know what that's like.
No, I've got Dave here.
Yeah, I've got Frank.
Just searching people all day. That's not a real connection, is it?
Oh, well, you're about to feel how much of a connection it is, pal.
Don't you want to, just spend some time together?
Cut to the inside of a plane. Oh, I just feel like I've made a terrible mistake. Like something's gone terribly wrong and I don't know what to do. And I'm just...
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to be on the tarmac for about 45 minutes. So I'll be waiting for a chance to take off.
I said goodbye to a young man of mine and he went off to war and I never saw him again. He got blown up.
He died?
Yeah, it was the biggest regret of my life.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said goodbye to him, lovey. Listening to you now
takes
me back.
It's the ghost of your beau who died in the war.
Oh my God, there's a ghost!
Beau.
Don't make the same mistake my lover did.
I have to get off this plane.
Get off this plane.
I have to get off this plane right now.
Oh, beau, I'm coming to join
that
you.
That exit is for emergencies, right?
Excuse me, ma'am. I know we're not moving, but please leave your seatbelt on. It's for the safety of all passengers, though we're not moving. Moving in the slightest bit at all.
I have to get off the plane. I have to get off right now.
Keep your seatbelt on.
No, this is an emergency exit.
Get off me. Ow!
Smack.
Alice, I'm here on the wing. Come join me.
I'm coming. Greg, I'm coming. I'm opening.
Security, you're dragging me away.
Ka-chunk. Ka-chunk. Greg.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's so beautiful.
The sun rises above Heathrow Airport.
I've missed you so much over these last 45 minutes.
Can we just stay here together on the wing?
For the rest of our lives.
It's a fox.
It's so peaceful here.
Yeah, apart from the dead fox.
It's not dead. It's making love.
I see now. It's all just about perspective.
Greg.
Yeah?
I don't want to go.
I don't want you to go.
I won't go.
But they've torn your ticket.
But we're on the wing. We can jump right now and be together forever. Totally normal, right?
They hold hands.
Okay, just see us like back.
It's not that far down. It's probably just two broken legs packed.
The plane starts to move.
Okay, we should jump. We should jump.
Don't worry, I'll carry you to safety in my ghost arms.
I have this friend.
Oh, hey. Thanks for the lift.
On the count of three.
Yeah, okay.
One.
Let's do this.
Two.
Together forever.
Three.
Oh no, you fell through my arms.
And they fall and they fall and they fall. And they see in their eyes that they know they're about to die. But they land on a big crash mat. And there loads of confetti starts to fall around them. And James looks up and sees that all of his friends, who he thought had abandoned him, they're all sitting around holding champagne and going, "Yay, James, whatever your name was."
James, I thought your name was Greg.
Greg, I mean Greg. Quick, change the banner, change the banner. We meant Greg. Greg.
They're not really good friends, you know. They never even learnt my name.
We love you, Greg. We appreciate you. Names aren't important. It's people that matter.
Greg, it was me, your dad, the whole time. I've just been dressed as a ghost.
Greg,
ooh, I probably shouldn't have confused that old woman on the plane. She thinks there's an afterlife. Ooh.
You just dropped us and then you blamed your ghost arms?
Sure did.
Oh, you dick.
We see in the background an old lady fall off the plane and splat on the tarmac.
I'll be with you soon, Bow.
Ooh, this is awkward.
However, Greg is now surrounded by people who love him and they've just been testing his friendship.
Greg,
this time.
Yeah.
I want you to know one thing. I'll give up all my hopes and dreams to be with you forever because you're the most important thing in my life. My whole life revolves around you.
Yeah, be like me. You don't need dreams.
Hello, I'm sorry to interrupt. My name's Dr. Bechdel, and I'm very sad to say that I'm shutting this operation down. This doesn't work at all for me. I'm sorry. Let's put an end to all this. Credits starring Michael Douglas. All right, done. Okay, that was wanked.
Sorry, just for what it's worth, Lyle, Bechdel was a woman.
Yeah, so. Bechdel was a woman.
Women are allowed deep voices. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I assumed your gender, and that's not okay.
God.
I was wrong.
You assume? That's how... You know, one of the things I read in the piece earlier was that when you're playing a woman is not to put on feminine stereotypes and be meek and be like, oh, I'm sexy or meek or either or idiotic or any of those things. Just be a person. So thank you, Sam, for your criticism there. I'm putting my fucking foot down, bitch.
Oh,
I retract my previous statements.
Oh, that was fun. All right, let's play another, shall we? Let's do... Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do Whose Round Is It Anyway? Well, I'm just standing here talking to myself. Got no friends now. Wait a second now, someone else is talking to me. I have at least one friend. Oh no, I've got to leave. It's time for you to talk to yourself. You have no friends now. But someone else comes in, and now you two are talking to each other. You each have at least one friend. It's good to have friends.
And then it goes round in a circle until it gets to the end.
And.
Oh, that was a long bloody jingle. Hello. Yes, Whose Round Is It Anyway? I think that's what that was setting up.
Mm-hmm. We'd forgotten.
Whose Round Is It Anyway? So, this is how it works. We get a location. Someone's going to start us off with a monologue within that location. And then someone will join them to do a two-person scene within that location. Then the first person leaves the scene, leaving the second person to do a monologue within that location. And then shortly after, the third person joins. And they do a two-person scene within that location. It continues as such until the first person is back again doing a closing monologue. If you don't get it by now, you'll get it by the end. Let's do this. Let's get a location, our location. Actually, before I stop doing this, someone who wants to start us off today?
I'll start.
James Witt will start. Yeah. Okay. Someone say stop, please.
Stop.
Don't like stop. That. Okay. We're in a moving van. A moving van is where we
all
are.
All of us.
Not a van that is moving, but a van that moves things.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, removals.
Like, a removals van.
Is that what?
In America, we call them moving vans, but here you call them removals.
Well, this
vans.
Is an American website I'm using. Thank you for the clarity.
It's not emotionally or physically moving.
It could be doing anything, and I'm sure we could solve any problem. You know, as seeing as it's moving, probably actually makes it easier for us because the van can move from one location to another. Let's find out. It's all up to James. However he kicks this off is going to set the pattern for the rest of us, I guess. You ready, James? Here's Whose Round Is It Anyway, also known as Rita. Start.
I can't believe it. Day's finally here. September 23rd. My little boy, Steve, going off to university. Got the van packed. Got all his stuff in there. All his videotapes and his CDs. Can't believe it. Feel like I should have given him more advice up to this point. But now he's let loose in the world. All the way up in Birmingham, two hours away. Oh, Steve. I'm sorry I couldn't have been more of a intelligentsia father. You know, quite a rustic man myself. Foundryman. But you're on your own now. Right, here he's coming out of the house. Okay, keep it together, Dave. Keep it together.
All right, Dad. I think we're ready to go, aren't we? We're all packed up. I really do appreciate your transportational services today, Father. And hoping we're going to make I hope I'm going to make you proud, Dad.
You will, son. I got the mixtape you made for my birthday.
Oh, great.
We can listen to that. That'll get us as far as the Chigwell services.
You should go straight to track 3. That's got a big one of Come to Mama's tracks on there.
Oh, you love that one?
Yeah, I do. I think
reminds you of your absent mother. I'm sorry things didn't work out with her and I drove her away.
You've always done your very best and I truly appreciate everything you've ever done for me, Dad. I know we're kind of chalk and cheese, you and me, but... You've always looked out for me, I suppose. I'm never going to be a world class
foundryman.
But
you've got your philosophy, and I don't know much about philosophy or science book or French I took, but I do know that I love you, son.
And I know that I love you too.
What a wonderful world this is.
Let's hit the road.
All right.
So, Dad. Oh, this is a loud bloody car.
This van is a hard van.
There it is. So, Dad.
Ask me anything, son. This is
I've
your
just
last
got,
chance.
Look, Dad, because I've always been a bit awkward around other people. Yeah, you know, at school I had that problem with the bullies and.
You saw
I'm just going to close the window. There we go.
It's getting a bit stuffy in there now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, put the aircon on. Oh, God, fuck me! No, I can handle the heat, all right? It might make me a bit drowsy, but I can handle it.
You understand, it's a metaphor for life. You're into your philosophy.
Yes,
sometimes
Nietzsche always said, the Greek heat makes men do stupid things, but men are not necessarily stupid.
I did a lot of stupid things in my childhood, son, but... You're going to break the mold.
Dad, I want to know, how can I make friends? Because we're going to arrive at Birmingham. You're going to drop me off at my campus where I'm going to meet all my flatmates. And I want to make a good impression. You've always been good with the lads and stuff. And I don't know how to fit in with lads.
It's easy, isn't it? Just like physical abuse of each other. Mocking each other's genitals. That's the way men are in the 90s.
You mock each other's genitals?
Yeah. What? It's the best way to another man's heart.
It's through his genitals.
Through the mocking of his genitals,
oh,
yes.
Oh, right, yeah. So like what? Just say, oh, how do you ever... Oh, you could park a plane with... You could...
Exactly, yeah. You could park a plane with that. That's just foreskin, that. That's 12 inches of foreskin and 6 inches of actual penis.
Yeah, you could park a plane in that foreskin.
Exactly.
Is that a good one, Dad?
You're going to be like valedictorian of the whole university soon.
Oh, mate.
That's what they call them.
All right, okay, here we are now, Dad.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Wait. Dad, before you come out...
Come out?
Come out.
What's your mother been saying to you?
Of the van.
Oh, okay.
Let me just jump out myself and try and make a good first impression, yeah?
All right, son. I'll be off.
Any last words of advice?
Always wear clean underwear.
Okay, we'll have a better change.
See you later, son.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks, Dad. Greek. Oh.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Steve. I'm your new flatmate here on the Birmingham University campus.
Oh, hello there, young man.
You've got a huge dong. Oh, I bet you could.
I have forgotten my pants.
You could knock a midget out with that.
They are somewhere in this room, I am sure. Have you seen my pants, young man?
Bing bong, bing bong. It's the dean of the university.
What are you doing here? I just wanted
to remind you to do a monologue.
Oh, yeah!
Pardon me, I will go search for my pants.
Yeah, please, slam.
Senator, no, you've gone back too far. I've just said goodbye to you. Go on, stand there on your own, outside the door.
All right, Dad, here I go.
All right, good lad.
Oh, as I make this short journey from the van back to the flat.
All right, mate. What? You're doing a monologue out here.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to do a monologue.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I didn't realise until, you know. It'd be weird if I just stood here.
It's me, the English professor. Just remind you that a monologue means one person talking.
No, I know. It's just I didn't see until I got up close, and then I saw you were kind of whispering a monologue to yourself, and then I thought, well, it's rude not to introduce myself and just to stand here in silence while you do a monologue. But I will. I will stand here in silence.
Oh, bloody hell, I can tell it's September. All the students are back, all the smart arses. We've had a lovely summer here. It's been quiet out in the streets, been like tumbleweeds every minute.
Mate, he's doing a monologue.
All right, sorry.
Hey, do a monologue! As Plato once said to a young...
You just want to go and get a drink.
Oh, God!
I'm going to go to the bar.
To a young boy. Plato once said to the young boy... Coffee might be...
Young man, I have found my pants, and they are...
You found your pants, thank God. My monologue is definitely over. Hello, my name's Steve. I'll be joining you in the flat.
Hello, Steve. I am Archibald.
Archibald, that's...
And I am what one would call a mature student.
Well, Archibald, I do apologise for my outburst regarding your dong. I was trying to insult your dong, as that's what I believe that makes camaraderie possible amongst the youth males of today.
Oh, no, it is fine. For you to comment on any part of me, because I suffer from Alzheimer's, and I do need you to remind me from time to time if I am, in fact, wearing my clothing.
How mature of a student are you?
I am 97 years
old. Oh, what are you studying, Archibald?
Just this and that. I'm not sure yet. I have my whole life ahead of
Wait
me.
Wait a second.
So
how long have you been at this university, Archibald?
Oh, just, you know... 76 years.
Wow. So you'll really be able to show me around. And
before this, I was at a different university.
What?
That I cannot remember the name of. I have been in school literally my whole life.
Wow, I'm going to learn so much from you, Archibald. I'm so glad that the first housemate I met is an intelligent, informed man like myself. We're going to get on just well.
Yes, you and I will do so much together. Now,
which one's my room?
Well, mine is this room. Nope, that is not my room. Is it? No. Perhaps your room is in the kitchen, as I do not know where any of these doors lead.
Okay, maybe I'll ask someone else. I'll tell you what, I'm going to head down to the, what?
Oh, no, I was just listening to what you were
saying.
I'm going
to head down to the student office, RA office, find out which room's mine, and then I'm going to get some stuff from the van. If you don't mind, maybe you could help unload. Actually, you know what? You just chill out.
I will go take a nap.
Okay, you do that, Archibald. I'll be back soon. I look forward to getting pissed with you tonight, I guess. And we can talk about each other's junk.
Do you enjoy a fine port? You know, I enjoy such a fine port. Occasionally on quiet nights.
I've already left.
Or Thursday nights. My late wife, Rebecca, she was a big fan of port. So much so that once she opened a bottle of port, shrunk herself down and drowned inside of it. Or perhaps she drank herself to death. I do not know the answer to this question. It has haunted me for years and years. Here I am now, a man wearing pants, wearing pants.
You are wearing pants.
Staring out a window. In the window, I see two fine birds. Not women. Birds.
avian birds. And I think to myself,
hello, I'm a bird.
Hello,
what's,
birds.
What's up, Archie? It's been a while. It's back been, after summer.
Oh, Terence, is that you?
Yes, me, Terence. You raised me from a trick. I was an egg in your fridge and I hatched.
Hello, Terence.
Don't know why you had a crow egg in your fridge, but...
You've grown so big.
I know. I'm a man strong. Now.
I'm so proud of you.
In crow years, I'm probably about 42, something like that.
I remember the day I taught you to fly.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
I do. You jumped out a window so many times before I've worked out how it's done.
And I jumped with you. You and I jumping together.
You're your best dad.
Out the window.
Best dad a crow could ever ask for.
I love you so much.
I love you too. Can I come in, please?
Of course. Oh, wait. Let me find the latch. Is it... No, this is not the latch.
This is left. No, more left.
Is it... Is this the... Oh, give me... Just. I'll just...
You know what? It's fine. There's a bit of wire. I can use it. Crow is very good at using tools.
You're so smart.
There we go. Window's open. I'm in the flat.
Terence, it's so good to see you again.
Good to see you, Archie.
There's a young man here. He reminds me of a very...
Young man.
He reminds me very much of you when you were his age.
Well,
in crow years.
I was going to say, because I'm only about three.
Oh, he's I imagine, 18 or 19.
Ah, yes.
So 2 years ago. You remember that far back.
Well, Archibald, you're still holding up well. Got any port for me?
You know what I told you about having the port? It's a dangerous thing for a young crow like you to do.
You know, I promise I won't shrink down and fall into the bottle.
Or drink yourself to death with it.
Either or.
All right. Just one small thimbleful. Let me see if I can find the glasses over here. It's in this drawer. Maybe I should not cover it over here. I put it in the freezer like I put you in at one
just
time.
Just going to close the kitchen door on you now. I've got a bit of wire for that as well. So, back in the warmth once more. How much can I steal this time? Do I feel bad stealing from an old man with dementia? No, because I'm a crow. Oh, this is interesting. DVD copy of Kingdom of Men. This will sell well down the Birmingham market.
Would you take a lemonade instead? He's all I'm asking, because I have lemonade.
Where am I supposed to put this stuff here? I've got boxes of stuff here.
Oh, just leave it anywhere, mate. I don't give
it. It's all real expensive, shiny stuff, so look after it.
I'll look after it well.
Enjoy your monologue.
Excuse me, there's no birds allowed on this campus.
Oh, no birds on the old campus, but no. 75% of it's outside.
Well, we destroy them all, so you've got about 10 seconds to fly off.
You'll have to catch me. I'm fucking off. Oh, I'm taking these boxes of shiny stuff and this DVD copy of the definitely real movie Kingdom of Men with me. Sorry, Archie, I'll be back in spring.
It's just I got some lemonade here. If you'd like it, I've made it. And oh, you're not who I thought you were. I will go back into the kitchen and take a nap.
Flap, 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 flap.
Oh, hello. Hello, market owner. I've brought a new shipment.
All right. What you got there?
I've got a big box of shiny stuff and one DVD of Kingdom of Men.
Oh, it's very shiny, isn't it?
Can you tell me, is Kingdom of Men a real movie or did I make that up?
I've not heard of it.
That's probably...
I mean, you're holding the DVD.
Sorry, were you wondering if Kingdom of Men is a movie?
Oh, well...
I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy here.
Oh, yeah, this is just a guy. He stops by sometimes.
Yeah. Right. My name is Guy Geyerson.
Guy, is
and
it
I
real
do,
movie?
I do believe that it is. It's...
Well, I've got conflicting answers.
My name is E.O. Squires Ogbonaya, and I directed and wrote Kingdom of Men in 2008.
It's a real movie.
It's starring well-known actors such as Okachukwu Anago, Justus Esiri, and David Yesii.
I was thinking of a totally different movie.
It's a Nigerian straight-to-video movie.
Give me that DVD!
Run.
Anyway, I've still got all these boxes of shiny
I'm not paying
things.
You for the DVD.
No, well, I don't have it anymore. No, we got nicked by that Nigerian director.
Yeah.
Well, we
you buy all of this nice stuff that definitely didn't come off the back of a van.
As long as you assure me it's not from anything dodgy.
You've got my, you know, you've got my crow's promise, and I can't be crossing my fingers because I don't have any.
It's amazing how you carried all that stuff.
Yeah, dude, I've got strong legs.
That's incredible.
All right, Thank you. Bye.
Well, I really hope there's nothing dodgy in here, because I'd hate to get arrested again. You know, it was hard inside. It was tough, a tough life, you know. I'd rather be out here on the market.
Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah.
Bing bong, sorry, I'm the dean of the university. I hope you're not selling anything illegal. Bing bong.
Excuse me, criminal checks here at the Bullring Market. And are you telling me you've got a criminal record? I'm afraid this pitch has been revoked.
I wasn't talking, I was trying to do a monologue.
Well, do your monologue with your box of stuff and get the hell out of
there. Right, yeah, I'm here to pick up a box of shiny stuff. I heard it'll be here. I'm here to... Oh, there it is. Nice. Cheers, mate. A pucker.
I've lost everything.
Pucker, pucker.
My whole life is gone. Just like that. My stall, my box of shiny stuff. That was all I had. Those were the only two objects I owned. My physical stall and a box of shiny things.
Me too, mate. I've lost everything. Just dropped my little lad at university, first term. I've come to the market to see if there's any classic Nollywood cinema knocking about. Cheer myself up. You can't beat a bit of it.
You should meet him.
Pardon?
You should meet him as a director here. You know, if you're interested in film, he's always hanging around the market.
But why are you trying to fob me off on someone else? I thought we'd made a connection here.
I haven't got any stuff to sell you. I've run out.
I'm not trying to buy anything. I just want a human connection, me and you.
Oh, no. I dropped my wedding ring on the ground. Nice shiny wedding ring fell on the ground.
What's this? A ring?
Oh, no. I've dropped my wedding ring as well. There's two wedding rings.
Hello, it is me, E.O. Squires Ogbonaya. I dropped my wedding ring before I ran off with that DVD. Oh, look, three wedding rings.
Oh, hey, I couldn't help but overhearing you guys. My name's Guy Geyerson, and I am I'm a priest, so if anyone needed to get married
there's no alliteration. People with alliterative names aren't allowed in the Bullring Market.
Bing bong, this is the dean of the university. We've retracted the rule on alliterative names in the market.
Oh, that is incredibly handy. Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
We should start a Bullring Fringe.
I was hoping you'd want to get married and I could marry you.
I was going to say that. Yeah, we'll all get married. The joint four-way marriage. A Nigerian, a crow.
A foundryman.
Foundryman and a Birmingham man.
Me too.
Birmingham markets, man.
If only one of us was a lay preacher who's legally able to commit this marriage.
Well, I previously said that I am that. So
fantastic.
This will be single most progressive thing that ever happened in Birmingham.
Really?
Yeah.
Birmingham truly is the kingdom of men and women.
Damn. We got time for plugs, yo. The plug your shit, yo, before we leave this bit of space. Yeah.
We do a monthly show at the nursery, Classic Candy.
Before that monthly show, I direct a show called Piggyback at Hoopla Theatre on the 25th of January, so come and see it. It's stand-up and improv together. It's super great.
Hoopla Theatre's at the Miller in London Bridge. The Nursery Theatre is in London, right near Liverpool Street, just behind Liverpool Street stations, the Nursery Theatre. But more importantly, where can people find you online and find your stuff? Because we don't know, as mentioned earlier, when this is coming out.
You can find us on classicandy.co.uk.
Yeah.
Classicandy.co.uk.
Also, I have a podcast, a James and I podcast, which is at jamesimprov.com.
Jamesimprov.com.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's you and another James, who's also been on this show many times. God, he's changed his name so many times.
James
Irving. Thank you very much. James Irving. Fish yeah. Not Sam.
Not related to me.
No.
You can find other people's children. We are at Other Childs
On Twitter, we post all of our stuff on Facebook, just Other People's Children Improv, or I think it's also / Other Childs. And yeah, just, yeah, I do a lot of other stuff, but that's my main London jam, so go for it.
Nice. And Dreamweaver Quartet, we make musicals out of your weirdest dream, and you can find us on Facebook, Dreamweaver Quartet, or on Twitter, Dreamweaver QRT. And the other show is Musical, and that's Musical UK on Facebook and Twitter. And the show's in February, might be useful. They're at Hoopla on the 8th of February and the 10th of February. On the 10th of February, we're with Abandon Man, Do Not Adjust Your Stage, and Music Box.
Nice.
What a night.
Fucking A. Guys, you guys smashed it today. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks for having us.
It's really good to have you back. Yeah, I'm sorry it's been a while since the last episode, or the last few episodes have been quite sporadic anyway. The little show is going through some transitions, and also it's been Christmas and New Year's, so I'm sorry, but we're still doing it. We're still here.
Yeah.
Please reach out. You know, if you want more, just let me know. It might give me the kick up the bum I need. Lilshow.com, thelilshow.com, facebook.com/thelilshow. Find us on Twitter @thelilshow. I'm Talal Karkuti. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming. Next week, do tune in, because we've got North Coast from New York City going to be rapping and trapping and strapping and crapping here on the show. So do tune in. Big up yourselves one time. This is Coolio with Gangsta's Paradise. Lil Show out. Peace.
2K Radio.
Bonus track. I'm sitting in a beer garden. I'm talking about Bin Laden and other recent events that have occurred. My friends aren't interested, though I go get myself arrested. Maybe now I'll be popular. Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat making me drowsy? Out on the floor, I'm sprawled. Hope my friends are finding this funny. Wake up at 8:45. Friends are gone, but I'm still alive. But they've taken all of my money. Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat making me drowsy? At least I've got you. 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 But you haven't got a clue. Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat making me drowsy? Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it making me drowsy? Is it the
is it a he?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.